This is my first try with the costume. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I won't leave it on long. But the point of all of that really is because we're talking about 2012. And so Michael would say in the text, before you can really understand 2012, you have to understand that there's other intelligent life besides our own. Okay. So, if I said and asked and told you all that I was a Palladian, maybe some of you already would call yourself such a thing, but I am. So Michael says in here, and he talks about star seeds. When we talk about 2012 today, I'm going to try to teach as much as I can in the time we have together, and also take live channel questions. Also, do some demonstration and your cooperation and teaching you some self-healing techniques for the ascension. So before I do all of those things, just a little bit about myself if you don't know me or haven't heard of my work or so on or so forth. My name is Kelly Hampton, and I reside in St. Louis, Missouri, although Michael wants me to move to Mount Shasta. He sent me out there, but it's really not about me, but maybe I'll be there someday. And I'm angelic channel medium, an author, the founder of two new healing systems from Archangel Michael for the Ascension. So just kind of briefly, this is the first book, so you find the source credible. So that's important, right? You find the source credible. So also just leaping around forward sort of about the drama, you know, when Michael says when you're creative and you laugh, you raise your vibration. So it's all about really what 2012 is. That's part of it, ascending. So be playful. He invokes it. He asks this of it, not of us, not to lose sight of being playful. You laugh, you sigh, you hug, you smile, you raise your vibration. So, and that was just because I'm a big kid, you know. But if Michael talks about in 2012, that he says in the introduction, before I get past anything and teach you anything about what it means, you've got to come to the understanding that for Earth, simply stated, you can't say, for many of you, Earth is simply not your home. Your home originated somewhere else, perhaps in a Palladian galaxy, perhaps in a galaxy Michael identifies as Herculean, or Land, excuse me, A-N, not Lan, which he makes a joke about. If any of you channel Michael, know him to visit you in any way, because he's calling all the time. People, that he makes a joke that the energy of Herculean, a planet that will be discovered in the next 10 years, he says it's funny because when you walk on carpeting called Herculean, he says, I laugh because the characteristics of the planet are the same. Strength. So early on, Michael talks about benevolent, friendly, light beings, light dimensions. Okay? He goes on to say that does anybody in the audience know if they're a star seed? Yeah? Yeah? Good to know. So I don't know what you've been taught. Again, this is my truth, what I've been taught, but as Archangel Michael states in 2012 and beyond, a star seed is someone who originated in the Palladian or Herculean galaxy for the purpose of coming to Earth to transmute any disharmony. That's what he says. So with that being said, he would also go on to say that there are also a brief acknowledgement about other life forms. He says, and what are the other life forms? Many are benevolent. When people ask about 2012 and beyond, what is it about? It's about light overcoming darkness, love overcoming fear. So 2012 and beyond, the time, the book, the wisdom, whatever you read, it's about lightness, not darkness. So he says, cast aside any fears you might have because they're unfounded. Many times throughout the course of the book in my teaching, he'll say, hallelujah, you know, wake, this is the greatest spiritual time you've ever lived in and the generations to follow. The 2012 is not just a moment in time, it's decades and hundreds of years into the future. So he says the other point of the mask and the costume, other than it just being fun, is it relates to the contents of why we're here today, is to understand that Michael says, please don't call other life forms little green men or Martians. Okay, for your understanding, they don't exist. What does exist are other planetary solar systems, life intelligences that have far greater wisdom than our own. He talks about the Anunnaki's and their interference. He also talks about if there are other malevolent, harmful light beings. He acknowledges they exist. That's why maybe some of you have ever heard. Have you heard of the word reptilian or some such thing? Maybe met one or two or three. Yeah. So he touches, he acknowledges that briefly because, again, this is a victorious, largely unseen spiritual battle where lightness overcomes darkness. So what is a reptilian? For those of you that may not know what Michael's talking about, a reptilian is a light, a malevolent, not good, you might say, harmful, collective consciousness, energy from another planet that has interfered with what should have been nirvana or fifth dimensional living on Earth. So what I'd like to teach you all today is several things, not just lecture the whole time, but give you a demonstration of, as I've been taught by Archangel Michael through consultation and speaking and so on, what to do when you might happen to meet a reptilian. And then I'm going to take some pause for a minute for questions because I want to serve the group well, answer questions, and then do any live channeling with what I answer, and then again do some healing. So, gosh, I forgot. No. Oh, I want to show you one of the tools that Archangel Michael says you can use. I want to empower you with the tool in the event that you meet a reptilian. So he says in the book, you know, what does a reptilian look like? It could be anyone in political power, perhaps. It might be someone that just has negativity and an agenda. So we're not going to focus too long on what they look like, but more productively, how to empower you to transmute them with so much love that they don't cause you any harm or they don't cause any harm. So Michael always goes to a place of salvation and love and hope. That's what archangels do. He's been my channel since 2005, and I've been blessed beyond measure. So if I could just take a moment to show everyone, he said he's given me permission to do certain things, as he guess he does to everyone, but I'm giving you permission to consider that you're given his sword at this time. It's always held in your right hand, and the sword is a sword of total love and light. So let's say there's someone you happen to know to be a reptilian, or someone that you feel might cause you great harm or harm for the country or some such thing. Again, this is not, we're not talking about not offering a person forgiveness, okay? We're talking about a different type of energy altogether. You might get a feeling it's someone, you know, not of the light, okay? So you take your tool for Michael that I'm giving you. It's an easy practice, but it's a powerful tool. There are other ways to use this other than what I'm showing you, but you simply project it at the person. You can project it in your mind. You project it about right here, and you do it with the courage and the knowledge and the wisdom that I, as a messenger, gave it to you from Michael, okay? And what do you project? It's not a weapon, you know, in that sense. It's total love and kindness. So that person, Michael says, energetically will either be exploded into eons, okay? Or they'll leave you alone. Okay, you've given them so much love and kindness that, you know, it's like a, almost like that Star Wars thing, okay? So that's called wielding the sword, okay? So I've empowered you all with the tool. So if you have any questions, it's a powerful tool. So don't wield it on your neighbor who, like, runs their car over your grass or something. I mean, I guess you could. Yeah, I guess you would. Okay. All right, then. When Michael talks about 2012, there isn't one thing is it about, okay? It's a thread like a carpet with many threads come to make the carpet. And what is it kind of, one way I'm going to say, words like Christ consciousness, elevation to the fifth dimension, the way the world was meant to be before there was interference from other outside forces. And he prophesizes about many good things that are coming, many good things like new strands of plants and animals that are going to be discovered and developed as a result of the raising of the consciousness. So in relationship to 2012, the wisdom within that, Out came and out continues to come more things, but Star Healing Intergalactic Energy, and I would like to talk about it as it relates to things that you can personally do to ascend yourself. Okay, this is the time of ascension. That's what this means in part. You probably have many different other little, you know, pockets of truth about it, and they all come together into one big wisdom, you see. So be happy to, like, put different words to what I'm trying to explain. But it's about ascending. Ascending to what? The fifth dimension, to where the angels reside. That's one person at a time. That's a region at a time, as Michael would say. It's a quadrant at a time. Okay? So, and the battle, again, is against the interference from other light beings that are not so nice, basically. And Michael says, we're winning. Every time you offer love and kindness to yourself or someone else, we're winning. So, many of you might have been feeling what's been called lately ascension symptoms. And I guess I'll just ask, you know, which can be seen as backache, chronic backache, muscle ache, tired one day, you don't know why exactly. There might be others. Those are the most common. I had mine a couple years ago. If you're experiencing any of those kinds of symptoms that sort of came out of nowhere, I don't mean as an extension to like an illness or a condition you might have, you'd be well advised to understand that 2012, this is the crystalline proton band time we're living in. So crystals. Crystals are the healing tools of choice. We use them in star healing. Michael tells people to, counsels them to use them in ascending their spaces so they vibrate. Ascension means vibrating so high that you're like on the oneness frequency, okay? Fifth dimension, sixth, seventh, eighth, or ninth. Okay, those are all possibilities. So what is the purpose of ascending? So we're back to the source. There's an infinite mind that's created all of this. Okay, am I losing anybody yet? Hope not. So with the crystalline energy, like what we're talking about with 2012, there are certain sounds that help facilitate connecting there, okay? One of the sounds is listening to crystal bowl music or crystal bowls. So my intention is to help you, provide you with enough tools, if you don't know this already, to take some of these tools with you so your space and yourselves can be ascended. And what's the point of that? Again, it's all about love and kindness, health and joy. All ascension means getting away from any fourth dimensional frequency. And fourth dimensional frequency is what we, most of us on Earth, have. Not all, but have. So the fourth dimensional existence is anything other than love and kindness, fears, phobias, disappointments, etc. So there are sounds you can use, because we're living in the crystalline proton band time, to raise yourself, even without a master healer. Okay? Although, it'd be great to have you experience ascension healing. And so one of the sounds would be crystal bowls. Okay, where do you get them? If you can listen live, that's a wonderful connection. Okay? If you can't listen live, Michael counsels many people. For the last 2 years, he's been counseling them through me when people call to get crystal bowl music. You can download it on iTunes. You play it in your computer if you can. And you let that sound resonate like running water, he says, in the back of your homes, wherever they may be. Okay? That's one way. For your own personal well-being, because again, I'll take questions in a second, but it's important to understand that this is really the best time, Michael says, to ever be alive. So hallelujah, jump up and down, because what ascension also means is that whatever you've wanted your whole entire life, because the world is spinning faster than ever before, it's going to manifest faster now than any other time in mankind's time on Earth. Okay, that's one reward, you might say, or benefit, or of being in ascended space, an ascended time of living now. So why is it kind of important to understand these kinds of things? Because so many souls have been dropped in, light workers, to facilitate the teaching. Because what is the teaching? Part of it is understanding that things vibrate. When I use a lot of words about vibrate and frequency, to me it's all the same. What is the sameness? It's oneness. It's so high and so vibrating so high, it's just pure love consciousness. Christ consciousness, for those that may be questioning, this has nothing to do with religion. none of the books, none of the teachings, nothing that I've channeled from Michael. I'm to continue to guide. If Michael says anything about religion, he says it divides mankind. Okay? Christ, when I use the word Christ, oh, I just got chills all over me, sorry. When I use the word Christ consciousness, it means oneness. Oneness with the infinite mind. Oneness with whatever other word you want to call infinite mind, God or whatever. So we have a clear understanding that when I speak about Michael's teachings, it's of no religion. The only religion is, oh, I hope I don't cry now. Which I probably will. It just kind of comes over me in a moment. The language, oh, I am. Okay, the world religion is love. That's what he would say. Okay, so back to sound. So for your own personalness about frequency, because that's what it is. We all answer questions about, oh, I've heard this is going to happen, and what about the Mayan prophecy, and we will funnel all those things in. But it's important that I teach you how to raise your own vibration so you can teach others. That's really what my mission, my journey is supposed to be about, okay? So with that being said, there are souls that have already entered in with a higher frequency, a different DNA. Michael writes about it. He teaches about it in every chance he gets, okay? And who are they? They're the Antillean children. They're the rainbow children, crystalline children, diamond children that are coming. And I always leave out the other. Maybe somebody can help me. Thanks. Yeah. Okay. So those souls have already entered in with a higher vibration. That doesn't mean they're not having adjustment problems. But Michael says, we can't. How could we lay in this wonderful fifth dimensional energy to everyone if there weren't tent stakes first? And who are the tent stakes? Those souls. Usually the souls under the age of 30. Okay? So they're the stakes that hold the high frequency so the whole world can experience ascension. Kind of got it? Okay. So those souls, mostly under the age of 30, and there's more coming. He's putting more in as fast as possibly can. Okay, they're vibrating so quickly, and they know so much. If you ask any crystalline child, you know, what this is about, they'll tell you probably in a better fashion than I will. So therefore, a new healing system, for example, and several new healing systems of ascension energy need to be developed to serve them. Michael would say, you know, for healing. And so what are the new healing systems? Sound. We're talking about that. One is star healing. Okay, it's like he said, you can read an old textbook and help them, but you want to learn new things. What is the new thing? Ascension. So if anybody offers you any information about ascension, crystal bowls, crystals, you know they're on the right track. Okay? There's probably many traditions in the room, maybe, that, you know, what about fluting and drumming and shamanistic, and I'll speak to that now. Michael would say that in many instances, Mother Earth, of course we're honoring Mother Earth, it's her sustenance for what is being able to happen, and that is transmuting the lower frequencies. And people go, well, what about the earthquakes and solar flares and everything? And Michael would say, well, they've always gone on. There's nothing new about this. And Michael says, teaches people, he says, if you're that concerned, and we want you to be concerned, because Mother Earth is going to continue to have some belching, as he calls it, okay? And why is the belching? It's an organic thing, and so mankind's thinking made her belch in the first place, he says. So if you want to have less severe hurricanes, less severe tsunamis, less severe anything, then think your thoughts in a way so collectively, you know, that area isn't going to have a lessening. That's how you fix that. I mean, that's why that's happening. If mankind's thinking all along was total love and kindness, she wouldn't have to belch. You know, she'd just be breathing. So that's what you can do the next time something like that happens. Project your thoughts in advance to places that have low frequency to prevent something else from happening. He often sends people to do remote healing and thinking, and I would invite each and every one of you to do the same. Send love and kindness to Pakistan. Send love and kindness to the Sudan. Send love and kindness to the pets that have been chained up and misabused by their homeowners. You know, on and on. It's endless. Michael says he teaches in terms of ascension. for 15 minutes, 30 minutes a day or longer. Offer love and kindness and see how your world is changed. It's a whole vibrational sequence there. I offer love and kindness to myself. I offer love and kindness to, and the list can go on and on. So do that, try that. It's part of the star healing ceremony we do. It's something that certainly can be given and done at any time, regardless of the healing system. So maybe I'll pause for a minute because I do want to do more healing and showing and telling. Does anybody have any questions they want to make sure I cover in our time together here? If so, I'm ready and open, and I'll probably channel. When I do this, it means, you know, I'm channeling. It's nothing wrong with my hair. Just a second. He was first. Yes, sir. It's hard to, you're going to have to really talk up now. Oh, you didn't hear anything? I'm sorry about that. There's a seat up front. Would that be all right? I'm not sure I can adjust this, but I could move. Okay. I do know they're recording this, so perhaps you could listen to that later. Sorry. Yeah.
I read that. That there's a bunch of people who are saying that October 28th, 2011 is the other date of the Mayan calendar, along with 2012, you know, 21st, which is coming up. Do you have any feelings on that?
Okay, she's asking about a date in October.
28th.
October 28th as it relates to the Mayan calendar.
Yeah, there are a lot of experts who say that's the real date.
Well, okay, so what is the real date? It's not a date. there isn't one date, Michael's saying. I'm hearing there isn't one date. Okay, so if you want to add up the numbers, interestingly enough, if you want to add up the numbers, they equal harmony. That's what the importance of that date is. This is what I'm hearing, okay? Was that helpful?
I just wondered if, which was the more,
there isn't any date. In fact, if I told you, that's why this is entitled and beyond, because the ascension energy, Michael says, goes on for 400 or 500 years into the future. So the meaning of that particular date adds up, he says, to, oh, this did get louder. This adds up to harmony. That's the importance of that day, where there's harmony. So what can you do to further harmony? Do it on that day if you want. And imagine is that too loud now?
No,
oh, okay. Okay. So what you can do on that date is to do things that are harmonious. What are they? Invite your friend over. I'm channeling this, okay? Invite your friend over. Get a handshake. Give a handshake to someone. Do anything about harmony. There are every date that is given, others will say 11-11. He said, do you want me to speak about 11-11 now? He said, we can move on to other dates. Okay, this is kind of really fascinating stuff because every sequence of number, as he's explained to me, and I'm still learning, you know, has different meaning. If you go to, like, maybe an angel conference or something, some of you might have already done that, and they'll say, well, 222 means this, or 555, or this means your angels are over you or something. Well, it's quite a bit more complex than that, actually. All good, but complex. So you can't kind of randomly have that whole number system. So let me get back to 11-11. What does everyone think is going to happen? And then I'll maybe go about it that way.
About what, 11-11?
Yeah, what does that mean? Peace and balance. It's the day, excuse me just a second, I got to make a joke. It's the day after the 10th and before the 12th. All right, behind you. Yes, every number that's coming about in mankind's consciousness, for the most part, the seeds of truth are there. Okay, where does the greater mind come from? Somewhere, or some great source. So in that 11-11 consciousness, as you said, it's going to be that vibration vibrates with peace. So every number has a different frequency. So that's what that day means, he says, peace. So what would you do to enhance that vibration collectively around the world? He says your magnificent minds can come up with ways to extend peace, peace to yourself, peace to others. He says, have I served you well? Do you need more guidance on that? No. Yes, dear.
I have a question. Something in the book that you had mentioned about the world spinning faster. And I was wondering if you could talk about that a little bit, because it certainly seems to be zipping by.
Okay. Okay, sure. She's asking about my comment about the world spinning faster, as I was told by Michael. And so I'll do my best. I'll channel again, because when I try to improvise, it's, you know, I'm glad I have a guide. Michael, how can you guide them further about this? Well, I'm hearing he's saying, tell them, please, that it's been spinning faster and faster and faster for quite a while now. To be very clear about how long since mankind first inhabited. It's like this. Nirvana was to be, here's Earth, okay? Nirvana was to be here. When Nirvana wasn't here from that moment, then the Earth wasn't allowed, because of the interference, to spin as fastly as Earth would have had it been Nirvana. So all along, to be absolutely true and accurate with you, he's saying, from that moment of creation, when the first interference came, when the Earth was slowed down almost like a top to a stop, we've been working to get it vibrating again. Why is it spinning faster? What throughout the ages, throughout 2,000 years, 4,000 years of whatever the years of mankind's consciousness, what has caused that? The funneling in of more love and kindness. He says, tell them, oh, I left the room and all she said was love and kindness. Wow, I want my money back, he's saying. But think about it. If she's left you through me with just that, that everything is a vibration, so what made the world spin faster and faster even now? He's saying, now, because I mentioned it now. It's because there are more higher frequency beings from other intelligent life forces that are helping the Mother Earth heal. That's what this is about, helping Mother Earth heal. Bless her, he's saying. Okay, any other questions? I hope he's done, unless you have to do more, but we can ask more. Yes? Okay. Well, he does. He said it in both books, and I'm sure he'll continue to say it to myself and other vehicles of the light as we go about. What do you think is most important to share with them today? Okay. This is what I'm hearing. It's very important, we feel, for the consciousness of everyone to sort of begin to understand, okay, that when people come in with different energies, being the indigos, okay, or the crystallines, and you yourself, first of all, don't think that you're not highly divine and cherished souls as you are, because I'm not calling you out, per se, as an indigo, crystalline, rainbow, antillean, or diamond soul, because you are. If it were not for your placement first, they couldn't be, you see. So with that being said, in answer to your question about the indigos, it's important that you come to fully consciously know what they are, who they are, what they came to Earth to do and give and be. Because as you do that, you're tuning the frequency for everyone. Specifically about indigos, he's saying they were many times related in as the first elevated souls to come through. There are a few pockets of exception there, but by and large, they were the first, what we might call exalted in that sense. I don't mean exalted that you're not, he's saying, but they were the first ones that came in for the purpose of what? Helping root the tent of consciousness of Christ energy. How do you find an indigo soul if you don't know them? He says, you ask them. I want everyone to know who they are, even souls that are in this room that are over 30. I want you to identify yourself. And who are you if you're over the age of 30? Most likely, you're a child of God. That's who you are. So what does this mean? Your God is within you. Well, no matter what your religion is, God is omnipotent. God is you and me. God is in the tree. So if I'm being clear and helpful with you, am I? He says, I haven't lost you, have I?
No.
Okay, thank you so very much. So that if you're not what we're calling out in the discussion, indigo, rainbow, antillean, diamond, or a supernova, those are coming in the next generation, you are a child of God and God is within you. So how do you identify them? By traits. You can identify them by traits. Okay? Indigos do not necessarily all look alike any more than you look like she and he and them, okay? So you don't normally determine anyone by looks. It's about what they have to say, usually, how they are, how they act, okay? In many instances, you'll find all of the exalted beings, again, you're exalted, he keeps saying, but of the energy we're talking about, of the energy vibration we're talking about, have a purpose. So you might find them to be more conducive to settings where the lighting is low, the speaking is low, the Mother Nature calls and speaks to them. So if you have children, or you yourself are an indigo, be honoring of who they are. In other words, it's important that you, here's the link. Why is it important to know who they are? So you honor who they are. So if your indigo or crystalline child says, I see this, and I see this, and I saw Ashtar, and I saw Nebulon, and I saw this galaxy, and this, and I don't feel right about this, you honor them. You don't talk them out of it, he's saying. You honor them. Same is true with all the other exalted in a vibration sense, not a soul sense. Hey! Hey! Oh. I don't know about that. Ooh, some crazy things happen. Okay, did I answer that? He answered. I'm just the mouthpiece, really. Okay, thank you. Yes, dear.
I was just wondering, have you ever heard of succulite?
Oh, here?
No.
No. No, then no. Yeah, let me just listen. I personally haven't, I'd have to ask. Michael, what is that? It's a term, it's a vibration, okay? Well, it's not a place, it's a vibration. So if you're thinking it's a place, you're kind of halfway there, but it's a vibration. And what's the vibration? It's not love and kindness, it's a place that needs more healing. He says, am I making sense to you? It's not a, it can also be a gem, it can take shape in any form. A thought, a consciousness, a gem. But you can ask, you know.
There is a word that came to me when I woke up one morning, and the definition I wrote was, only the lightest can have a new body.
Okay, the word you asked, though, is?
Succulite.
Okay, it's a gem from another planet, from another galaxy. It's also a thought that's connected and a power that's connected with the gem. You know, gemstones can carry great power and so on and so forth, like Mother Earth. So that's like, you might call it an evolved meteorite, what you were writing down there. And what's the importance of it for you? What's the importance of it for you is that more wisdom is going to be coming, and it means that in many ways for you, your journey is going to follow an interstellar pathway. Okay? Is that helpful? Okay. Another question?
I also heard that the polarities are going to change, like around 2012.
Michael's saying, yes, they will be in some parts of the world an equinox, he's calling it. In some places, the polarity is already shifted. Like in the southern hemisphere, he's saying, we've already righted it there. Okay? Because Mother Earth was thrown off her axis, in a sense, when she couldn't vibrate like in nirvana and oneness like she should have. So in parts of the world that alignment is already happening. In other parts, it's coming when you say. And in other parts of the world, like in Africa, and other parts where the consciousness is still low, that'll be on the low end unless we can get everyone gathered together sooner.
Is the polar shift?
Yes, the polar shifts are similar to what she's saying, but she's also talking about polarity, and I'm just speaking about a grid. Okay, a grid of what? Of left and right, right or wrong, up and down, wholeness, unity, love and light. That's the grid I'm speaking of. Hope that made sense. Yeah.
What can we do to reassure our children about 2012? Because I have a child who's very, very anxious that, you know, the world will end, mommy's back
as well. Oh yeah, that's a great question. She's asking how to quell the fear of the children, you know, that something bad's gonna happen. Michael, how can you guide them? You know, teach them the truth. Teach her the truth that you're hearing today. Teach them the truth from other masters that are speaking the truth, okay? How do you teach? You tell. You teach through the word. You teach through an embrace. You teach, okay? Limit your TV watching. By and large, that's a filtered pollution that we don't advise being in anyone's home for the largest part of their lives. It's a polluting factor. Okay, so as they're empowered by knowledge, that's their greatest tool, is knowledge. Okay, then you limit things that will come into infiltration, and because the airwaves are still pretty heavily infestated, that would be probably a way to tune out the level of infestation that they might hear, okay, through the radio or through the airwaves. Okay? Any other questions? Yeah?
You mentioned, I think, energy line. Are those the same thing as what's supposed to be the wind lines? Or wind lines where the energy forces are stronger in some places than others?
Well, he's asking about wind lines and energy lines, and that's a very great question, and I'm more of an energy person now that I'm a healer than I was ever before. But I'll answer, okay, for you. So Michael's saying, he's asking about wind lines. Are there certain quadrants and multi-layers of grids? Absolutely so. What does this have to meaning for you? He said, let me give you an exercise right here and now, every one of you, to try out for yourselves, okay? After you leave here, he's saying today, I'd like you to do three things for me, okay? One, because this is going to teach you about energy so you can help understand this for yourselves. And why is this all important? So you live to your fullest potential. That's why this is important. So when you find a place, an energy vibration, even around where you live here, he says, this is one of the probably the best teaching grounds I could have her placed in right now, to know that if there are attachments here or low vibrations, you don't need to honor them by just abiding by them. You cast them into the light. You see what I'm saying? So when you step, you can tell this magnetic force from your footprints. Some more than others. Some people more than others. Okay? It's easier to tell when you take a walk through your feet if something is of a low vibration, the more ascended you are. That's why you have to kind of know what ascension is in order to feel energetically. He says, I'm empowering you now, hopefully. Are you understanding? So use the ascension technique she's given and more. So when you walk out on the street, you're going to sense that something doesn't feel of the same high vibration. He says, try it. Here's the exercise. He says, I want to finish this. When you leave the space here then, he says, without everyone bumping into one another, do it with your eyes, you know, put one hand or, you know, put one hand over yourself. Do it in your own home. He says, do that. And then go to a place where this will be very interesting. I'm so glad you brought this up, because he's saying, okay, for your teaching, try three places of your choosing that you feel have different energy in them. Okay? Could be your home. Cars don't. We take a few steps, right? Cover yourself. Even here. Make note of the feeling here. He says, how about that? The other two I'll leave up to you. One might be your space, and one for your wisdom, he says, in teaching, think about a holy place. Why don't you go there? Whatever holy place it is to you, okay? Maybe it's a church, maybe it's a synagogue, maybe it's your corner where you have your temple and your altar. I don't care, he says, but value and notice, because there are some things that you might think are holy, they don't jive with what your feet will be telling you. That's how you're going. That's the whole point of knowing. So when you're there, he said, what tool did I just give you to fix it? When you're standing on it in front of it, you don't have to be standing in front of the temple of a church and know that things that go on there are not holy of the light. I'll say this, yes, I will myself, to know that you can affect change. You know, from outside of the space, he says, project love and kindness with my wand, with my sword, okay? So you can feel it. That's my homework assignment. That's one of them, okay? Do this covered and don't fall down, I'm hearing he's saying, okay? And then do it any time and every time you feel, you know, you have the power, okay? This is not power, you know. Yes, the light beings are helping, but the power is, wow, that cannot be related to this. The power is within you, okay? All right, so can we hold the question? I want to get on to self-healing techniques before we run out of time, because the gal's going to be in here soon. Okay, from Star Healing, intergalactic energy, the light, the source that I was guided and gifted. Michael was the source, but the source energy is the Palladian galaxy. So if you come away from this lecture knowing anything, know several things. The love and kindness is the tool to ascend you, to yourself and to others. Know that there are loving life forms that want the best for us, and that more interstellar travel generations will be, Michael says, your generation of children will be traveling to these dimensions, just like take your briefcase and go, okay? There'll be colonies in other planets, okay? So self-healing from star healing. What I'd like to show you right now is demonstrate some self-healing techniques to calm yourself, okay? This is all part of ascending oneself. This is called rocking the baby. You can try it now, try it at any time. But when we do energy work with ascension, we work in the mid-heavens of the body, not low. The low body is all the low frequencies like anger and hatred and doubt and so on. So take your hand, place it over your heart. Michael calls this rocking the baby. You do it slowly, about like this. Make sure your hand's far enough away from your body, not touching it out. He says this is the same energy you felt as when you were in the womb. So if you're anxious, you do rocking the baby. That's what he teaches, okay? Also, before our time together is gone in star healing, I'd like to give you all Michael's golden halo. It's the three sacred symbols are part of what is done in star healing, which can be done remotely in person if that's a journey you all are ever inclined to take. It'd be wonderful, but in the meantime. So I'm gonna project with everybody one ginormous, you could say, golden halo and tell you the power of the golden halo. It's one of the sacred symbols from Archangel Michael that he gives, okay, in star healing, which is ascension energy. So if you want to close your eyes just for a moment, I'm going to project the golden halo across the room and tell you what the purpose of the golden halo is. Okay, close your eyes just for a second. So as I give the golden halo, the purpose of it, as stated by Archangel Michael, is to ease in anxiety. Probably everybody could use that. That's not me, is it? All right, then. So anytime you feel anxious, okay, once the golden halo is given, it's never taken away. That's not to say you're not going to be anxious because this is a whole system. I'm just trying to pull out the best parts or a part of it so you can empower yourselves. So now I would be asking everybody to think of a very happy memory. I don't need to know. Close your eyes. Take a minute to think about it, okay? Because the longer you think about anything that's joy-filled, the more joy, you know, the more cells you develop that are joy-filled. The more you think about something that's negative, the more cells you're creating that just keeps making more negatives. So you want to think about something joy-filled. So the whole training about this, how to use your golden halo. Okay, does everybody kind of have a memory? All right, then. The happy memory can change over time. But if we never meet again, Michael says, you think whenever you feel anxious, you grab the golden halo with both hands, either in your mind or for real, at the same time, think of the same happy memory. Okay, and let go. Well, it's promised to ease your anxiety. Okay? All right, so the memory can change over time. Same would be true. I need to make a few points, too, about what you can do in your home real quickly to ascend the space. Okay? I'd like to anyway. That is, Michael talks about a bowl of lemons. Okay, everything has a meaning, and so color has meaning. Every object has a meaning. The sunflowers here, by the way, are very auspicious, as he would say, not to take a word from feng shui or something, but it means very good energy. So in many consultations, he will say sunflowers, okay, the color yellow, lemons on your table. You want to invite more joy into your life? Lemons, lemon oil. That's why we anoint people in star healing with lemon oil usually. Okay, lemons, the color yellow. So you got good with the tune in farts. Oh, I want to try this so quickly. Okay, we started off with these sort of, to attune your own space at home, although Michael gave me a new space system for homes, but nevertheless, you can always discover that at your own leisure. Sound again. This connects with the crystalline energy. Crystalline proton band means ascension, okay? You strike them, and I'll strike. And let them resonate, okay, in your home, so that, okay, 5 minutes. Okay, so that you're elevating yourself. When you elevate yourself, that means, you know, again, to restate this, more things are possible. There's more joy, there's more harmony, there's more peace, more things happen, more prosperity. These are C's and G's, but for your home space, he says D's and A's, because the tuning forks have frequencies. The home space is denser than the human body, so get D's and A's if you can. If you can't, don't want to, whatever, do with that. Tinctures. These are my personal favorite. This makes the best sound in the world, I think. Maybe some of you heard it earlier. Okay? Not all tinctures are alike. You know, they come heavier, they come prettier, you know, but it's the sound. He said as often as needed, okay? I will say at the very beginning, when you might feel that things are not going well or prosperity is not at your door or some such thing, every day. Okay, every day. One last thing. I broke my beautiful nautilus shell on the way here from Missouri, but there's more. I cannot leave the lecture without saying that the wisdom of star healing that came from 2012 and 2012 itself, does anybody know the wisdom of the nautilus shell? Anyone take a guess or what have been taught or something? Yes, sir. Yeah?
Yeah. Nautilus shell is part of the world and it revolves in a counterclockwise the way you're presenting it in a counterclockwise circle.
I think you're onto it. The wisdom of the nautilus shell, as I've been taught, symbolizes all the galaxies in the universe. Okay? Am I done? Oh, one other thing, the rising of Atlantis will come again. Rising of Atlantis, and Atlantis is the consciousness of fifth dimension, and it's going to be near Australia. Okay.